looks up to thee. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
just to be with the sons and daughters of God, that we could sing some songs, Lord, songs of Zion, which when the world would hear these songs, probably they would think, Lord, that we have lost our minds, but how we love these songs, how we love to gather with one another in your house, for this place, Lord, when we meet one together, Lord, with another, Lord, you promised that you would meet with us, Father. What better thing could we ever desire tonight but to be in the presence of the Almighty God? I pray you help us this night, Lord, that we break free of every spirit that tries to draw us back, that, Lord, oh God, would persevere, Lord, and look forward, Lord, and not look to the left or right, and that, Lord, would press into thy presence. And that, Father, when we are in that presence, oh, I pray, let your word come mightily, oh God. Father, let it speak things that are peaceable unto us, Lord. Let it show us, Lord, thy great mercies upon us. Let it encourage us, Father, to go one more day, to go yet another day, oh God. Father, to keep persevering in this walk, Father. For it is not an easy walk, Lord. Father, the enemy is trained, his sights against us to try and to draw us back. But we are glad, Lord, that every attack that he has sent our way, Lord, you have defeated it for us, Lord. And we're just claiming the victory. Bless us as we sing these songs. Anoint our brother mightily, oh God, to lead us into the songs that you want us to sing tonight. Lord, let them change our hearts. Prepare the ground that when the minister comes under thine anointing, oh God, let it be you speaking once again from this pulpit, remembering, oh God, those that are not here tonight. Commit them into your hands. May you watch over them, oh God, and grant them grace, Lord. Help them, Father, to realize how much of their own mercies they are forsaking, Lord, by not assembling one with another, Lord. Oh, we love you, Father. Bless your people. Remembering the little baby in the hospital, Lord, we pray for her, Lord. We are thankful for the report that is coming from there, Lord. Let it be, oh Father, that soon she'll be home. Committed to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's praise him tonight. Amen. Let's sing this song. Victory is mine. Amen. Victory is mine.
Victory today.
Oh, my song.
Thank the Lord. As we are still standing, let us stand to the reading of the word. Praise the Lord. The whole week I've been, there's some cold in my chest. But I thank the Lord that He is giving the voice for us to speak. Amen.
Amen.
It shows that it's not my own voice, it is His voice. As we read from Psalm 27, 1 to 5.
Hallelujah!
Psalm 27, 1 to 5.
Glory!
Praise the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Mm. Whom shall I fear?
Amen.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Amen.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Amen.
Their own hosts should encamp against me. My heart shall not fear.
Hallelujah.
Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident.
Glory.
One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
Amen.
And to inquire in His temple.
Amen.
For in the time of trouble,
Amen.
He shall hide me in His pavilion.
Amen. Amen.
In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me.
Amen. Amen.
He shall set me upon the rock.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to the name of the Lord. Father, yes, Lord.
Amen.
These are your words, the Father. How it brings peace, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how it brings faith into
Amen.
Our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, how it brings the power even Amen. Into our lives, Lord.
Yes.
That we know that, Lord, we are not walking alone. Mm-hmm. We know that, Lord Jesus, oh, there is someone who is greater than all
Amen.
Our powers.
Amen. Amen.
And that's in us He dwells.
Amen.
If He that is in us is greater, oh, whom shall we fear?
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, the Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
You have kept us in the secret of your tabernacle.
Amen.
Thank you, even this evening. That's where we find ourselves, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you that your name as a mighty tower.
Amen.
Oh, we have run into Him this evening,
Amen.
We know the Lord Jesus. We are safe.
Amen.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
The last time that I was going to Italy, I just went to my shelf and put my hand at randomly. I took two lesson books that I wanted to read while I'm in Italy. And the lesson books that came, one was the conflict between God and Satan.
Mm.
The conflict between God and Satan. And then the other one was the rapture.
Mm.
So, when I went, I decided to read the conflict between God and Satan.
Amen.
I almost finished with that message. So, when I came back, I concentrated on that little one. So, when I came back, I said, let me just look into the second message book I took.
Mm.
Actually, I was trying to run away from this preaching. Amen.
I said, okay, let me take the other message book. And then I saw just the scripture the prophet used. He used this scripture. And one thing is that, brethren, my going to Africa is really being challenged. Being challenged because there have been dreams. I've had a dream, genius, I've had a dream. And they are really dreams showing that there are really forces that are against even my coming home. And so the scriptures that were coming, especially this scripture, really gave me confidence. And the Lord is in control.
Amen.
The Lord. Lord is in control. Because the first script, the first message book I took, the conflict between God and Satan. And then the second scripture which I took also, the rapture, it's just about the text that we read. So when I read it, I said, oh Lord, really you are giving me confidence. You are giving me strength by your word.
Amen.
You are taking every fear away from my heart.
Amen.
Knowing very well that you are with me in this journey that I'll be going to Ghana. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, keep me in prayer as I travel next Monday. So Sunday, we shall meet here again. Friday and Sunday, we shall see ourselves. And then Monday morning, I'll be off to Ghana. I'll stay there for 3 weeks. I'll be back on the 28th. Praise the Lord. So you keep me in prayer. Because I am not just going to for my brother's funeral, but also there are a number of God's work that have been lined up. Already many ministers have requested that I come to the church to come and preach. And already we have these people, Akachi, the brother who called to remember. Yeah, so there will be a 3-day revival at the place which we have all planned towards that. So keep all this also in prayer. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Amen.
Amen.
Of whom shall I be afraid? This was a real message that really lifted me up against those two dreams that we had in our home. Terrible one. Praise the Lord. This is something that I took at random and here it was. And so yesterday in the family, we used this same scripture to pray in the house. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is in control. But the topic is rapture. Amen. When you look at what the prophet has read, it looks as if it has no connection to what? The topic at all, rapture. Praise the Lord. But let's look at what the prophet was saying. He said, how many here believe that the Bible teaches there will be a rapture of the church?
Amen.
Amen. That's the question the prophet asked. How many believe that the Bible teaches there will be a rapture of the church?
Amen.
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 And he said, why is it speaking on this subject? I know some people may have different what, view about what he is going to say. But the prophet said one thing. He said, look, I don't try to get up here to say something that will please someone. See? He said, I've never been guilty of that. I want to get up here and say something as I feel led to say.
Amen.
I believe that should be for every, not only ministers, but anyone who would take the word of God, or even in every kind of conversation, you make sure that what you are saying, you are being led by something. And that something might be what? By the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, I think something that will help you, something that will further your experience with God, when he feels led to say something, is something that will help you, something that will further your experience with God, if you are a Christian. And he said, even if you are not a Christian, something that will put you to shame, for you to change to be what? A Christian.
Amen.
So look at the thing where the prophet stood, that he doesn't preach to please someone.
Amen.
But something that what? Will rather make you grow, have more experience with what? With God. Something that will help you. And even if you are not a Christian, something that will put you to shame so that you change your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Always our conversation with one another could be so.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
Something that will encourage your brother. Something that will encourage your sister. Instead, provoke one another to love.
Amen.
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 If we could do that, oh yes. And even if that brother or that sister is falling away or is not on the right line, he will feel ashamed.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. And
Amen.
Do the right thing.
Glory.
So let's see how always let's let our conversation be seasoned with salt.
Amen.
Amen. And then the prophet said, he said, that's the purpose I have always tried to line up my thoughts as the Lord would lead me.
Amen.
See? He said, that's the purpose that I always try to line up my thoughts. So we can line up our thoughts. Praise the Lord. As the Lord leads us to interact with one another. Amen. And then as he said, this topic about rapture, a lot of people will have a different view. But he said, look, the scripture talks about what? Scoffers. That will come in the last days. So the prophet quoted, read 2 Peter 3:3-4. So let's read that. 2 Peter 3:3-4. He said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Yes.
About this rapture we are talking about.
Amen.
Where is the coming? Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. So where is it? Where is it? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All the time people say, oh, we are going on rapture. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. But since when? It has been what? We've been hearing it for many years. Scoffers. When you read the verse 5, it said, for this they willingly are ignorant. See? So they are what? Willingly ignorant. See? They don't want to what? To believe. See? They don't want to believe. They disbelieve willfully. See? After even they have heard the gospel, they intend, they what? They willfully disbelieve it. Willingly are ignorant. And that's what the prophet said. That's a willful sin.
Amen.
Willful sin. And what is sin? Sin is what? Unbelief.
Mm.
That you don't want to believe it.
Excuse me. Amen.
So, now speaking on these last days coffers, the prophet said, these last days, these coffers would come saying these things. See? It's predicted the reason the people are acting today the way they are acting. It has already been predicted. And so, when these prophets, we hear from them, know that it is what? The scripture. That's what the prophet is trying to tell us.
Mm.
That know that it has been predicted that they will come.
Mm.
See? He said, why? You certainly are expecting it. Because the Bible said it. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet said, scoffers, a few moments on that one word before we go further. Scoffers, the prophet wanted to speak on this scoffers before we move on. He said, one day he was in Tucson and he was reading a newspaper. And then he read about an Englishman who said something and had become what? Headlines in the papers. And what he said was that the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ was faked between Pilate and Jesus. It was just a fake. See what someone is saying. And the prophet was saying that this same England was a place where John Wesley and his brother Charles Wesley and many great what? Preachers had preached. Oh my. And he said, what happened? They turned down that message of their day. And look what they are in this day. They turned down the message of their day. My brother, this is the one of the most, or the greatest, not one of them, the greatest mistake ever for anyone to make.
Amen.
The greatest mistake.
Amen.
To turn down the message of your day.
Amen.
The greatest mistake.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because that is what? The Holy Spirit of your day. That message you are telling them is the Holy Spirit of your day.
Mm.
And if you turn it down, then it is what? Death.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. This was preached in 1965. And the prophet listened to what and it was one of those last messages. And he said something about England. He said, it's one of the lowest degraded countries in the world.
Mm.
My. He said, I've been over the world, but I don't know anything that is so illegitimate as England.
My
brother. Mm. Oh, my brother, yes.
Amen.
I've been in England for some time. And I know what the prophet is saying.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was a part-time teacher in one of the girls' secondary schools. Man. So when I came to Ireland here, I saw the school girls, their long dresses, and I said, ooh, great contrast. Back in London, England, is a competition who's the one who's wearing the shortest skirt. I better in the class, always your head had to be up like this. Oh my. You see. But now, here even where I'm talking about, as the brother Rumbo was saying the other day, the leaders themselves also now, look at where they are also heading towards. See, everywhere, they have what? They have rejected the message of their day.
All right.
And now the prophet is saying that now even those in England who are trying to what? Get back to your work also. They have gone for the message that what? That is already past.
You have to look for what? The message of the idea.
Said, now, when I was there, I seen anything. I said, I've never seen anything that will break a person's heart any more than what was going on in England, which had the opportunity. And one time, they led the world in a reformation. See? But just show how it can just fall when you reject your message of your deed. My brother, recognizing the message and your prophet of your day is one of the greatest things.
Amen.
If you have, give glory to God.
Amen.
Because that's all where salvation is.
Amen.
If you want to go into the rapture, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, he said, now those who are left behind, now trying to what? To be Christians. The message that went forth then, that's in the past, the Englishmen trying to hold that same message for today. You see? But that won't work for today. And so still they found themselves in that same mess again. And the prophet said, what Moses, if Moses would have come and brought Noah's message, and it would be possible. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When they came to the Red Sea, then they said, let's take Noah's message because we see water. Noah built an ark. And he was saved from what? From the flood. And so in the same water, we see water here. So let's build what? An ark. And float. It will not be possible. Enemies are behind you. You are not going to build what? Ark. See, Noah's message cannot be worked for Moses. Amen. So, same also, he said, Jesus' message can never work for Moses. And Wesley's message cannot work for what? Luther's message, or the vice versa. Mm. So, that means, brother, in every age,
amen,
there is a message.
Amen. Mm.
The prophet is not condemning the message of the old time.
Mm.
He said it is what? It was part of the journey.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The word traveling. So that day, even they baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it was part of what? The process. That the word was traveling.
Amen.
Amen. But when it reaches a place, the old time, it is what? It's gone. You must follow where the life is.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
It's just like what? The seeds. The grain of a wheat. You know, the grain of a wheat, when you bring it to the spiritual, that started in the beginning. It was a real grain of wheat. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it was planted in the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
As the prophet said in the messenger, the restoration of the bright tree.
Mm-hmm.
It was planted in the day of Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he said, when a seed goes into the ground, it goes into what? A kind of darkness. Mm-hmm. So we see that the word of God went into a kind of what? Darkness. But the light was still in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it shoots up,
praise the Lord,
the light is there traveling through the stalks. Amen.
Amen.
Traveling through the stalk. Oh, gradually. And then it comes into the parts.
Mm.
The life is traveling. Amen. So the moment the original word, see the grains open up.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the farmer goes to the field, what is he going to take? He's going to take what? The grains.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he has taken the grains, you see, one time the stalk was very, very important. important. The stop net was turning there green. It was very, very important. It was green.
Amen.
And so even when there are weeds coming alongside, the farmer will do what? Will clear all the weeds.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then if he needs some kind of water, he will water them.
Amen.
That time it was what? It was right.
Amen.
But the time will come when the original seed now comes out, now it becomes a dry stalk. Dry stalk on the field.
Amen.
Amen. So what happens to it? The farmer collects all these dry stalks and bend them.
Amen.
They have no use anymore.
Amen.
The seed is taking what? It's taking home. At the rapture. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So what? That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, the corn of wheat. See? Just like Jesus fall and to rise again, the church of Pentecost had to fall also and then go through the grounds in the dark ages, and then the grains go up, come back again, and then he said it sprouted through Martin Luther and then Wesley and then on to Pentecost. He said, but now all these ones become what? A denominational system. When the seed has come out, what is left is now what? A denominational system.
Amen.
The stocks and everything standing there are what? Denominational system. And all these denominational systems will be what? Will be taken away.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, brethren, that's why every age, your message, you've got to find your true message.
Amen.
That we are grateful, we must be thankful to our Lord.
Amen.
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 Really thankful to our Lord that we have recognized. It's just grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, the prophet was saying here also, he said, Pentecost was the last great reformation. He said, the last great reformation was Pentecost. And today we are moving from that. See, the Pentecostal message won't mix with this. With this, which I believe he's talking about this message. It will not mix. Because it is another day.
Amen.
Amen. We are in another day. And then talking about these scoffers, he said, these scoffers also, they may come as what? Impersonators. See, they will come as impersonators. Just like Moses. When, you know the story already. When Moses performed that miracle, impersonators also came. They did what? The same impersonating what? The original. See? He said, this day they are still here. Because the Bible says so. It talks about what? Journeys and journeys. 2 Timothy chapter 3. See? They are still here. So these scoffers and impersonators, they have to come because their words have been prophesied that they will come. But meanwhile, the prophet said, all this, they will be judged. They will be judged. He said, we find out in this day when the great scoffings and the making fun of the Bible and trying to push it out, God has got to judge the church by something.
Mm-hmm.
Go to judge the church by something.
Amen.
And the prophet was giving a reference of, he said, see, they cannot go down the street and arrest me and say I'm making 30 miles an hour in a 20-mile zone unless there is something there to tell me that I am not allowed to go 20 miles. You see, so there is something there that is going to be used to judge the church. Amen.
Amen.
But if there is nothing, then everybody is just free. Praise the Lord. That's what the prophet is saying, that whilst I'm driving 30 in a 20 zone, you cannot arrest me because We have not put anything to show that as you drive 20.
Amen.
But here, he's saying that there is what? The word of God.
Amen.
The word of God is there. He said God is going to judge the church. He's going to judge the people someday. We know that. There's judgment coming.
Amen.
And then when he's going to judge, is it going to judge by the Catholic Church or the Methodist? He said if you judge by Methodist, then the Baptists, they are lost. He said if you judge by oneness, then the two-ness are lost. If you judge by oneness people, then the two-ness people are lost. Amen. And the two-ness people are, I believe, maybe it's Jehovah's Witness. But they believe, they don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They believe that, yes, there's God and there is what? His Son, Jesus Christ. They don't believe in the Lord and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so, he said, what's he going to judge it by? He said he will judge it by Christ. And Christ is the word. The word of God. That will judge the world.
Amen.
So, brethren, let us take the word the way as it is.
Amen.
Let's take the word the way as it is. Not adding anything to it. Not taking anything from it. Because taking or adding anything, it becomes what? Leaven. And he said, now, there must not be a leaven in the whole of the world, 7 days of the sacrificial of the Lamb.
Amen.
And that stands for what? The 7 church ages.
Amen.
There shouldn't be a leaven. Amen. He said, don't mix. We mix. And then becomes creed and denomination and everything else with the word. And still try to call it the word. When we mix it and becomes creed and denomination, then we still want to call it that it is the word of God. Said, no leaven shall be the entire 7 day. Even what is eaten today, don't try to keep it for tomorrow.
Amen.
What's this message?
Amen. Amen.
We don't try just to yesterday's what? Food. We don't try to keep some and bring it for today. It won't be possible, my brother.
Praise the Lord.
That's why I see it. You see that every this dispensation of God's word has been allotted to every age.
Amen.
You see. These are all shadows, types, that were in the Old Testament. That the whole, when the sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb, has been sacrificed. You see, that's 7 days. He said, no leaven should be found amongst you.
Mm-hmm.
And that 7 days stands for, the process stands for the 7 church ages. No leaven. Amen.
Amen.
So what is for this age, Martin Luther's time, his message should not be taken and then used at the time of Wesley. No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wesley's message to the Pentecostal. No, sir.
Amen.
Same also the Pentecostal message cannot fit, as the prophet is saying. It cannot mix with the bride's message.
Amen.
Amen. Cannot mix. So don't take yesterday's food and try to mix it with what? Today's food. Every age, every day, every hour has its own word, has its own message.
Amen.
My brother, it's really, really sweet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have found your message of your hour.
Then,
now, the prophet was saying something. He said, but that's been the attitude of the church. That's the attitude. That they take the past and bring it to what? To the present.
Mm.
He said, that has been the attitude of the church.
He said, and the Bible goes forth. And the first thing you know, within about 3 years, they start to organize over it. A denomination starts. You see. Now listen to what the prophet is saying. But have you noticed? So have you noticed? This has been sweeping for 20 years now. What was he talking about? This was 1965. So this has been what? Sweeping for 20 years now.
Amen.
He was talking about the message.
Amen.
So 3 years, the revival comes, and the next time you see, they are organized.
Mm-hmm.
It has become what? A denomination. But he said, this has been, but have you noticed? This has been sweeping for 20 years now.
Amen.
And there is no organization. There's never will be.
Amen.
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 This is the end.
Amen.
It will never be.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I don't know whether one of these days pastor will come and stand here and then begin to give us a Catholic message. Chris said, oh, today I've brought a message. The Apostles' Creed. No. He said, it cannot be.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing can change you now. And so that shows that this is the end.
Amen.
Amen. So the wheat has come back to the wheat. That's where we are.
Amen.
The wheat has come back to the wheat. Again. And the wheat has come back to its grain. And the shock has been pulled away from it.
Amen.
And the wheat must lay in the presence of the sun and ripen. In the presence
Amen.
Of the S-O-N.
Amen.
Now, where that's where we are. We are now in his presence.
Amen.
And the S-O-N is what? Spiritual S-O-N is ripening us. Or waiting for what? From home going.
Amen.
Amen. That's where we are. See? Said, by the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation.
Amen.
See? It's a revelation to the bride.
Amen.
A revelation to the true bride of Christ would be waiting for what? For that revelation of the rapture. Amen. And that's
Amen.
What we are waiting for.
Amen.
That's what we are waiting for. Amen. Isn't that this is the end? Now it's a revelation. See, a revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without being faith. Faith is a revelation because it's something that is revealed to you. It's something that has been revealed to us. That there is a home going, my brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir. There is going to be a catch away of the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, it is what? By revelation. And the prophet quoted where he asked, who does people say the man, the son of man, I am? And you know the story already. And when Peter said, you are the Christ, the son of the living God, he said what? He said, blood and flesh have not what revealed this to you. But my Father who is in heaven. So everything has been what? A revelation. The church. He said, I will build my church upon this rock. Upon the revelation of who me Christ I am. So that's it. And so he said, the rapture is what? It's a revelation.
Amen.
And it is always, it's only revealed to the bride. Now, he said, we are now in the Laodicean age. He said, there has never been another age to it. There will never be another age. This is the last age.
Amen.
He said, it can't be. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we are living in the Laodicea. The seven seals that held the book is a mystery to the people. Should be opened at that last day, and we know it it has already been opened.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, he said, that's what he promised. It won't be anything outside the world. The seed, what is in, will not be something outside the world, because you can't add to the world or take away from the world. It got to remain always the word.
Amen.
So this message, see, there's nothing. It is purely and truly the word of God.
Amen.
There's nothing that has been added. It's truly the word of God. Amen. All these messages that we have in this our age, from the prophet of this age, they are all the word.
Amen.
The revelation is to reveal the truth of it. Amen. So, in the beginning, way back, way years ago, before there was a time to begin, if you are born again Christian tonight, you are in God.
Amen.
Amen. That's why when you come into this life here and profess Christianity, well, everything was going wrong. You were wandering here and there and all this. Even you wanted it at all. You wanted at it. But one day something struck you. What was it? The life that was down there from the beginning. So the life was in our already planted in us. Though we went up and down, but yet that something struck us. And then we just saw that, hey, this is it. Amen. And the prophet said, you all know about my little story about what? The eagle. Amen. The eagle that lays his lady had two eggs, and one was taken away, and knew that that son is somewhere, praise the Lord, and went about looking for it. And we heard what Brother Mother said last Sunday. He said, when Mama Eagle came, I love that one.
Amen.
He didn't bring a new pair of wings.
Amen.
Or a new pair of legs. All the potentials was in there.
Amen.
Amen. It was already there.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot manufacture it. It is something that is what? Is in him. Is part of it. It's an eagle. So my brother, so it is with us also. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, nothing to add. The only thing was that you had it before.
Amen.
You have it, my brother, my sister. It's in there. The Spirit of God is in you. It's in your life.
Amen.
Amen. That's what you are.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. So this rapture that we are talking about is only for the bride. It's only for the bride. Is that this rapture, if there is not a rapture, friends, where are we at? What are we going to do? What age are we living in? What promise do we have? There is going to be a rapture.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says there will be. And it will only be for the elected. The elected lady, the bride in this day, pulled out of the church.
Amen.
We have been pulled out from what? Various churches. Just like Moses also pulled out a people from what? A nation from another nation, for them to become what? A church of the living God. So the church means what? A call out. So we have been called out from somewhere to become what? The true children of God. So brethren, he said, if that spirit is in you, it brings to you an unsettled rest. Amen. In closing,
It brings to you an unsettled rest. That means always your desire is that you have a place to go.
Amen.
Amen.
And that you don't try to what? Be comfortable here. It is what? A passing away. Everything becomes passing fancy. Amen. Oh yes, I need a job just to what? To keep going because the children have to eat. Praise the Lord. Yes, just a passing fancy. But truly in there, you know very well that there is a place. And so it makes you, it's an unsettled rest.
Praise the Lord.
Always there is something in you that is what? Looking for something not in the world. But here.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Isn't it true in your life that always something always edging you to what? To know more from this. That makes, that brings that unsettled rest in your life. And it is the right way. Amen. You don't feel comfortable. There are many, I know of, when I was in Manchester, my neighbor, every morning, a bicycle man would come. One, two, three, four, five.
Papers.
Newspapers. Ireland every day and pays cash for it. That is where he's looking.
Amen.
But you those things are, you just glance at them, but you see, you have no desire in those things. But always you want to know more from this.
Amen.
Brings the what? The uncertainty. My brother, the prophet referred to the old Hebrews when they look at the bones of Joseph. Praise the Lord. When they look at the bones of Joseph, a type of what? The word of God. Amen. They look at the bones of Joseph. He says, someday we are going out.
Amen.
Because he said it. Joseph said it. Then look. God is going to visit you and take you away to where he has promised, prepared for you. And so don't bury me here. Keep my bones. And when the day comes, take me along. And so that's what he said, that there's going to be a day of visitation. God coming to take them away. The rapture. Praise the Lord. God coming to take them away. So, they look at the bones and always remember what Joseph said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Said, one someday we are going out from here. Amen. Amen. Someday we are going out from here. And we also can look at the empty tomb and
Amen.
Say that someday
Amen.
We are going out from here.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Said, now God and his people with unsettled rest. Something that if you don't feel the rapturing pool, then there is something wrong. If you feel comfortable here, if you don't feel the rapturing pool, amen. Said they were down in Egypt and they were out of their right position. We are out of our right position. This is not our place.
Amen.
They were out of their homeland. This is not our homeland. They were strangers and pilgrims. We are also strangers and pilgrims here. Amen. A type of today. See, the Bible says, a type of today. We are unsettled. Here, it doesn't take long. A little chubby handed boy playing marbles. Little girls with the dollies playing. The first thing you know, they've got gray hair and wrinkled up. What kind of place is this? Amen.
Amen.
That's Willie with his fine white. What kind of life is that? God never created us for us all to change. So this is not home.
Amen.
We don't belong to here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, there is something wrong here. That's what the prophet said. There is something wrong here.
Amen.
This is not home.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in a wrong place. That's why we say we are pilgrims and strangers. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we always say that we are what? Pilgrims and strangers. We are passing through. Amen. Oh, Moses, the boys, the musicians start coming. The rapture, the book, I just read half of it. So just the half I just read. They will give him now. Amen. So, brethren, look at that unsettled rest. Is it something that is really pegging in your life, that it really pushes you on to seek the face of the Lord more and more in your life? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If it is there, then that is a sign of the unsettled rest. Because you know that this is not the place. This is not home. We are passing through. We have a place to go. My brother, the rapture, it is true. Let the scoffers say what they want to say. That we have been saying this many years. And still, when is this coming? Let the scoffers say what they want to say. But we believe that there is a rapture.
Amen.
Amen. And it will surely come. The Lord has spoken, and it will be so. Nothing can change it.
Amen.
Someday, we are going back.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
tonight we have heard about the rapture. The prophet said the scoffers and the impersonators, they will try to discourage us. But we are looking at the promise. We know that every word of God, it is yea and amen. It can never fail. This is something of the enemy who always will try to draw our attention from the true word of God. What God has spoken, He started it right from the Garden of Eden to turn, to make you to turn away from what God has given to you. He has not changed His tactics. He has done it through all the ages.
Amen.
And in this our day, it is a kind of deception to draw you away from the truth. But we thank the Lord that we know where we are standing.
Amen.
And so the prophet read this, Psalm 27, 1 to 5. He's talking about all those enemies, those wicked, those foes. Many things that can rise up against you. But here, in those words, it shows that the Lord has already fought the battle for us. It's only our faith to hold on to the word. That means we will go through, because the prophet says there will be ups and downs. But one thing is that we will always remember that the Lord says, I am your light and I am your salvation.
Amen.
So you shouldn't fear.
Yes.
Whatever trials that you go through, He said, I am the strength of your life.
Amen.
So don't be afraid of anything. The scoffers, the impersonators, the wicked, the enemies, the foes, if they try, they will always stumble. So this is an assurance from Him. Real assurance. Even He said, if a host that means a complete army, should encamp against you, He said, your heart, you shouldn't fear at all. Though war will rise against you, He said, look, be confident. In those things, be confident. It shows that the word of God has come true. And He has already assured me that, look, I am your light and your salvation. But He said, one thing only we must desire. He's asking us to desire those things. To get into that unsettled rest. That means to desire, see, that one thing we should desire of the Lord and to seek after, that we will dwell in His house. See? Dwell in His house. The house of the Lord all the days of our lives.
Amen.
And behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into His temple. That desire, search yourself, is it there? Something takes more of your time than that unsettled rest that always seek. That's what He said, one thing I will desire of the Lord and will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into His temple. In this way, if there is a time of trouble, He's there to hide us. In His pavilion, in the secret of His pavilion, He will hide us to the day when He will come and take us away. He will never allow the enemy to touch us. But tonight, let us look Is there anything more that we look, we seek after, we desire, than into his word? We've got to get ourselves into that spirit of unsettled rest, always to seek after him. Let us all pray, thanking the Lord that the hour that we have found ourselves, Lord, we thank you that the message, your word for us in this time, we have recognized it. We have recognized the prophet you sent to our day. And the message, oh Lord, we thank you. And it was what? All by your grace, not by any good works. We don't, there's nothing that can merit it. If it is by works, then there is no grace. But grace has done it for us. So Lord, we thank you. Let's give glory to him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. My brother, my sister, this is one of the greatest things that God should call you to be part of the elect. To be part of the elect. To be his bride. There are millions
Just give it to God. right now. Lord, thank you, Lord, to be fully to be prayed. In Jesus' name, Lord, to be called. Guide us tonight. Shepherd us, Lord, in the house of thy name, Lord, to be called. Lord, it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by your precious and delightful spirit, Lord. And we are where we are.
Thank you, Jesus. Just sing that song, such a such a
says that we go whether closer or further from you. But we are convinced, oh Lord, that this evening we came reverently, oh Lord, and we are going more close to you than we are.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, such a wonderful sermon, oh Lord. How to get prepared ourselves for the ongoing.
Amen.
We know that we have no permanent home down here.
Yes, Lord.
We are looking for the one to come, oh Lord.
Amen.
Which the designer and builder is God Himself, oh Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And which you said, I'm going to prepare for you a place.
Amen.
And I will come and take you so that where I am, you may abide with me.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we know that we are your bride and we have to make our own preparation.
Amen.
Because the words say the bride has made herself ready.
Amen.
You have given us instructions. You have given us the whole counsel of God, O Lord. Let us eat the book now.
Amen.
Let now eat up the book, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Swallow it, O Lord, and let it enter our soul, our body, and our spirit, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So that our preparation will be ready when you come to
our
house. We have no place to look for, O Lord, rather than looking at you. Who promised that you went to prepare a place for us.
Yes.
That's why you said, when you see these things happen, look up, because your redemption is near.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, for John to see the rapture, he has to be taken, oh Lord, from the Isle of Patmos, spiritually into the day of the Lord.
Amen.
And even in the day of the Lord, you called him to come up a bit higher.
Amen.
That's why we don't want to be bound on things that keep us far, oh Lord, from our divine calling, oh Lord.
Amen.
We want to come up a bit higher, oh Lord, where we'll see the things that pertain to our body change, oh Lord.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Let us entertain this word in us, O Lord.
Yes.
Let us nourish, cherish this word in us, O Lord. Because it is this word that has the power to rapture us, O Lord.
Amen.
Like Rebecca that day, when she was feeding the camels, O Lord, she had the revelation that those camels are the one that will bring her home.
Amen.
O Lord, let us feed the word. Let us take care of the word in us, O Lord.
Yes.
Like Rebecca, O Lord, we know this word will take us home.
Amen.
Bless your servant, Heavenly Father. We know what it takes, O Lord, to bring a one-hour sermon, O Lord. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of concentration, O Lord. Heavenly Father, if it was for someone in this world, oh Lord, we could earn a lot of money for staying at his service, trying to find something to please him, oh Lord. But he has been at your service, oh Lord.
Amen.
We know you are the giver of what the world cannot give, oh Lord.
Amen.
See the deepest of his heart, oh Lord, and grant it.
Amen.
See the deepest of his family's desire, O Lord, and grant it to them, O Lord. We know the enemy has been striking him, O Lord, many times destabilizing his health, O Lord.
Yes.
But we know he still has a job to do for you.
Amen.
That you will heal him completely, O Lord.
Amen.
O Father, give him
Amen.
A strong health, O Lord, Amen. Because he needs it for the sake of
Amen.
Your kingdom.
Amen.
Soon he'll be traveling to Ghana, O Lord.
Amen.
O Father, we know he's still mourning his brother, O Lord.
Amen.
As humans, we know what it takes, O Lord. But he has been trusting in you all this time, O Lord.
Amen.
And we know that you are his comfort, O Lord.
Yes.
that you have strengthened him, O Lord, and that will make him victorious after this trial. You'll bring him to Ghana and bring him back here. Let him be a blessing where he'll be, O Lord. Every pulpit where he stands to preach the word, use his mouth as your mouth is, O Lord. And let him bring children, your children, closer to you. Bless our church now as you do it. Be with us, O Lord. Blessed be your name.
I feel.